Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening today. This is host Teresa Banks, and I am live today on the campus of South Suburban College with all of the students. I'm going to ask them for 2 seconds to give a clap so you know they are all here. All right, thank you, students, for doing that. And I am doing a presentation today with this class talking about how to use the Blog Talk Radio system. And you don't know because you're not here in class, but they are seeing the live studio screen right now as I talk. So I'm going to go through this screen with them today so that they know how it works. Now, please make note, there is a disclaimer message on the system for today's show so that all of you know that are listening that if you dial in to today's program, everyone in this classroom will see your entire 10-digit phone number. So it is recommended that you don't dial in today. Dial in on another day. So for all of the students that are here in class, I'm not going to do a full 15-minute show today or a full 30-minute show. I wanted you to just get a feel for how this screen lights up when you're doing a real show and the way that it works. Now, as I mentioned, before I went on the air a few minutes ago, I called in, that host phone number, and I put in the PIN number, and some of you probably couldn't hear it, but there were three different options. The first one said, if you're ready to host your show, press the number 1. The second option said, if you need some instructions, press number 2. And if you need out-and-out help, press number 3. So I selected option number 1, and when I did, as you noticed, bear witness to, the whole screen lit up. Now, what the screen will also do is give you a guest call-in number. So you want to make sure if you have a guest scheduled to come to your show and dial in on a particular day that they have that phone number. Also, people that are listening right now to this show across the internet, they are able to see that phone number and they can dial in at any time. And so you want to make sure that people have that, and when your guests call in, that you know what phone number they're going to use when they dial into your show, so you'll be able to distinguish their number from anyone else that may decide to dial in. Now, as you notice, this on-air button lit up. You feel like, again, a real host, right, when that lights up? It tells you your time frame. I scheduled this to be a 15-minute show, so it's doing a countdown. You can pace yourself as you go along. And I tell you, when you do a 15-minute show or a 30-minute show, it is a lot of time. So make sure you have a lot to say. Now, when people dial in, well, you see this switchboard information. It's counting the number of callers. If you signed up for the free service, you have up to 5 people that can call into your show while you're going live. You will see their phone numbers appear here as they dial in, just as you see my cell phone number presented here when I dialed in as the host. There are buttons that appear that allow you to function within the tool. The very first one lets you bring them onto the air. It's a little red microphone. Next to that, if I were to press the little button in the center, which I'm not going to do right now, or I'll mute myself, but if you press that, it's a little blue microphone crossed out, and that will allow you to mute a caller. So if you have a person that's just rambling and you can't get anything in, then you can mute them. And then the next button, you can completely drop them from the call. We don't have any callers that are here, but that button actually looks different from the one you see here. This button that's presented is one that allows you to screen calls, but that's when you have to upgrade, pay a little money in order to use that screening ability. So keep that in mind as you invite guests to your show, that you can't screen them if you have selected that free service, as well as people that are calling in. So if you saw me at home when I do my show live, I'm always on the ready to mute a person or to drop them, because you never know, as you heard earlier with my sample, some of the things people may say. Now, in the middle of this studio screen, that's where the fun happens, where you can upload musical files or soundbite files, so it sounds more active when you are doing your show. So I'll play my center music here before I begin talking just now. I also have just a crowd cheering sound that I can play. So maybe I want to boost myself up a little bit when I'm doing the show. I may want to come on with this, you know, a crowd of people. Thank you for all being here today. You served as a real crowd of people cheering. And then I have a short clap. So you can upload whatever you want, with the exception that you cannot upload material that is protected. So you can't start your show with Lady Gaga or Beyonce or Jay-Z or Adele. You have to have only information that's in here that's royalty-free music. So please be careful. As an author, I don't want to be writing anybody who's in jail or prison. So make sure you're careful with what you upload. The last section there, and I'm going to go back over here. You can click on the button, turn to the Twitter account, or blog, to describing what your show is and talking to your guests that you forget how you even set your show up. So this gives you just the tag information and some really brief descriptions and details about your show to just trigger things in your head on what you're supposed to be talking about to get yourself back on. I guess as if you don't have enough to do already, hosting your show and taking callers that may dial in, you can open up a chat and talk with the people that are listening to your show on the internet. So needless to say, this to me is an amazing tool. So with that said, I am going to wrap up today's program. I thank you all in the classroom for listening and across the internet, whomever may be listening. And before I go, those of you that listen to me regularly know I always give some shameless plugs. So if you need to reach me, drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L. The number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S at aol.com. Also, go to Amazon.com and pick up all 4 copies of my books entitled Woke Up Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And guess what? If you are in the South Suburban area of Illinois right now, you can come on out and meet me and get a copy of my book. And I'm not rich and famous quite yet, so autographs are still free of charge. With that said, thank you all for tuning in and for listening. This completes today's program. I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Until then, take care all. Bye-bye.